In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We usually cherish our childhood memories. In entering Easter time, we enter into the memories of the church infancy. Each season of the liturgical year makes us live with the church. It also reminds us of the needs for our souls. During these 40 days with the apostles, we enter the spiritual infancy of the apostles, the spiritual infancy of the early church, and the spiritual infancy of the neophyte, the new baptized. Easter season also shows us the necessity to work on our own spiritual infancy. The evangelists tell us the different apparitions of the risen Lord and never miss to report the doubts of the disciples and the reproach of their Lord to their lack of faith. St. Thomas is one of them. We count few others. In St. Matthew, now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. In St. Mark, afterward, he appeared to the 11 themselves as they were reclining at table, and he rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. And in St. Luke, he said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself." These reproaches of the Lord after his passion, death, and resurrection describe a state of infancy, spiritual infancy in the soul of the apostles. These reproaches are always followed by a blessing and a consolation, just as we would do with children. During these 40 days, our Lord strengthens the faith of the apostles, talks and eats with them. After the apostles received the Holy Ghost and his gifts, the testimony of the resurrection of the Lord will be the main part of their predication. Before Pentecost, these 40 days with our Lord are the infancy of the church. There is very little written about it in the Gospels, compared to the 3 days of the Passion. But this final preparation of the apostles to their ministry is essential. When we listen to the words given by the Lord to the disciples after his resurrection, it seems that his teaching during these days is an explanation of the Old Covenant, the Law and Prophets, and his own predication in the light of his Passion, death, and resurrection. Listen to his answer to the disciples in Emmaus. "O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." During this period, the apostles, the columns of the church, received a teaching that comes to us in the apostolic tradition. Many other signs also did Jesus in the sight of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. In these lines from today's Gospel, you have the mention of the tradition and the mandate given to the apostles and their predication. The Acts of the Apostles tell us about their first predication. We recognize in their lights and strength the fruit of Pentecost. We must also recognize in their doctrine the teaching of the good Lord during these 40 days. On Easter, all is new. So we renew our spiritual infancy, full of good and strong resolution, quomodo infantes, as children, just like children. But remember, we are spiritual children, so we must learn again and again to be prudent and consistent. This is what we need after renewing our spiritual life, or through a complete conversion, or by accepting our vocation. Quomodo infantes, we receive the spiritual food of the newborn before we can be able to receive a stronger one. We experience divine mercy. Let us feed our mind and intelligence with the good doctrine so we will benefit from the spiritual food of the soul, the Eucharist, sacraments, and prayer, before we perform the good works of charity. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, that we who have celebrated the Paschal feast may by thy bounty retain its fruits in our daily habits and behavior, ask we in today's collect. Without the resurrection, our faith is vain, St. Paul tells us. As spiritual children, we need to repeat the basics of our faith. It is always an occasion to practice humility, gratitude, and generosity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.